Saskatchewan Agriculture reports isolated thunderstorms brought significant rainfall to some parts of the province last week, while many other areas had negligible precipitation. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report yesterday for the period from July 29th to August 4th. Tice Massage, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture, says crop development and yield potentials vary depending on moisture.
It was a pretty eventful week in Saskatchewan here this past week. So the southwest part of the province got quite a bit of rain, which was definitely welcomed by producers in that area, as it was pretty dry down there. And then the west central area also got a little bit of rain. But outside of that, the northern and eastern regions of the province were pretty dry, and producers in those areas are reporting that crops are developing pretty rapidly. So producers are hoping to get a good timely rain here within the next week to help help crops fill and get them off to harvest, I guess. Currently, topsoil moisture in the province, about 50% of soils have adequate topsoil moisture for crop development and crop growth. And then about the other half are either short or very short of topsoil moisture. So in terms of yield potential, it really depends on where you look. So in the southeast and west central parts of the province, they've had pretty consistent rainfall throughout the province. So crops generally look better in those areas, and crop development stages are at about normal stages for this time of year. But then outside of those areas, so in those northern, east central, and even the southwest areas, crop development is pretty uneven. Like, there's some uneven staging, which again, that's just because of inconsistent or lack of moisture, essentially.
Massage says a few producers in the southwest have started harvesting their fall cereals and some pulse crops, and with the dry conditions, he expects the harvest to start getting into full swing within the next couple of weeks. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.